Rainmaker FM. You're listening to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show for folks who want to discover smarter ways to create and sell profitable digital goods and services. This podcast is a production of Digital Commerce Institute, the place to be for digital entrepreneurs. For more information, go to rainmaker.fm/digital commerce. That's rainmaker.fm/digital commerce.
Welcome to The Digital Entrepreneur, and I'm your host, Sean Jackson. As we mentioned in the last episode, Jessica and I are taking some time off this summer, but we wanted to share with you some thoughts and insights for you to ponder until our return in the fall. This week, I want to talk to you about one thing. If you're of a certain age, you may remember the movie City Slickers with Billy Crystal and Jack Palance. City Slickers told the story of a group of friends and their experiences on a dude ranch during a cattle drive. It's centered on the idea of self-discovery as the protagonist, Mitch, played by Billy Crystal, grappled with the emotions of middle age. There's a scene in the movie with Mitch and the trail boss, Curly, played by Jack Palance, that stood out. As they rode together on the trail, Mitch was complaining about his life when Curly started laughing. You see, Curly had heard the same complaints from others of Mitch's age as they tried to find meaning to their life. At one point in the scene, Curly stops his horse and reveals the secret of life. Just one thing. To which Mitch asks Curly, "What is that one thing?" And Curly responds, "That is what you have to figure out." So what is your one thing? The answer to that question can be a challenge, but I have an idea that may help you answer it. At the risk of being morbid, I want to share a story. Many years ago, my father-in-law passed away and I was asked to write his obituary. He was a good father and a good husband and a good friend to many. But as I did my research, I found the one thing that stood out: his service to his community. He had served with distinction as a lieutenant colonel in the military and served in leadership roles in a variety of local government and civic institutions throughout his life. And at his funeral, it was not just his friends and family in attendance, but many representatives of the local community who wanted to pay their respects to a man that had served them over the years. It left a strong impression on me, and more importantly, it helped me bring into focus that one thing. Think about your life. You see, we don't know what they will say about us once we have passed from this world, but we can write the narrative of that life now through our actions. So what is the story you are writing about your life right now? Is it what you want people to remember you by? I know it is hard to think about these things, but it may help you decide what is that one thing. So as you look to your online efforts, ask yourself this: is my digital business a means to an end or the end in and of itself? Is it part of my life's narrative or just a step along a different journey? Hopefully, you approach your online efforts in a way that adds, in a positive way, to the meaning of your life. Maybe it is the pride you feel in creating something new or the help you provide to others from your work. Or maybe it is just a vehicle so that you can pursue other passions. It doesn't matter to me, but it should matter to you. In the cosmos, our life is just a small blip, if that. But we can define the meaning of our life through our actions and contribute to the story of our personal narrative for that one thing that matters most. Being an online entrepreneur is not easy, but the stories that we create from our efforts will hopefully, in the end, define for others the purpose of our life. Thank you for letting me share in your journey, and I will be back next week with some more thoughts to help you as you write your own narrative.